When we get to the 15th stage, when we get to the 15th gate, we've got now our third completion of a channel structure. We had already seen the five in the beginning of the pattern. And as I mentioned to you, the importance of the relationship between humanity and plants. This is an essential relationship. There is a basic fundamental dependency within us on plant life in order to provide us from everything from oxygen to the basic diet that we need and the transforming agents that we need to place within our bodies. We will step up eventually and we will eat vegetarians. In other words, we'll get to the point where, you know, we eat the animals that eat the vegetables. But regardless, it starts with this deep reliance on our relationship with plants. And when we get to the 15th stage, what you get to is the mastery of what we call agriculture. Now, this is a phenomenal step for humanity. You know, the moment that we have a capacity to be able to control nature, we're on our path to being God. In other words, plants are designed to be manipulated, and they're particularly designed to be manipulated by us. So one of the things that's so important for the well-being of humanity, remember, survival is a long road to prove that you can stay alive and that you can transcend the limitations of your nature. So the moment that we get to the 15th stage, we get to the possibility of true diversification. Everything then becomes possible. The flow can go anywhere because we can be guaranteed of a food resource, and that's a food resource that we don't have to go wandering to find. And we don't have to hope that the next valley is going to have wild berries or fruit or whatever, that we begin that long process of cultivating the earth as our breadbasket and allowing us to make sure that we have survival. So this is a very, very important stage in the development of what will become civilization. You cannot have a town, the simplest of villages. You cannot have any permanent structure until you truly have mastered agriculture. Otherwise, there's no stability and everything is movement. So one of the most important things in stabilizing humanity was our ability to master agriculture, to become the conditioner of plants, and in becoming their conditioner, they liberate us. They liberate us to create secure structures. They liberate us to be able to begin the business of money. See, look, when they built in the Mesopotamian area, when they built the first communities, places like Ur, it was the first time that you had the possibility that people didn't have to do everything. Not everybody had a hunt. Not everybody. So for the first time, you had people whose life work was to make pots. That was their work, was to make pots. They didn't have to hunt. They didn't have to skin the animals. They didn't have to do anything. All the grain that was grown was stored in warehouses, and everybody got a proportional share meted out by the priesthood. It was the first kind of money. Not only that, it led to writing, because I had to keep records. Who got what? How much did they get? You see, the moment that we get into the business of being more than just a few of us wandering around in the bushes somewhere, and the moment that there's thousands of us and tens of thousands of us, we need all kinds of things to coordinate it. And it's built into our program to have those facilities, to have that capacity. So this is a very important step for us, this ability to start controlling nature. And this is the moment that the vanity of humanity, which is a nice rhyme, and it suits them, that the vanity of humanity gets really big. You see? You see that apple tree over there? I planted it. It's mine. It's my tree. It's my fruit. And by the way, if you want some, they're on sale today.